You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everyone. This is MLB.com Extras, our Phillies edition. Tim McMaster here, along with Todd Zalecki, our MLB.com Phillies reporter, as we are going to take a break from our roster breakdown to really get you ready for spring training, which is quickly approaching. Pitchers and catchers meeting up at the end of the week, basically, down in Clearwater for the Phillies. So we have some quick-fire question and answers for Todd to get you ready for spring. And, Todd, the first question is, what's the difference, 2017 versus 2016? When you think of what's going to be going down in Clearwater, what's the biggest difference for this Phillies team?
You know, I think the biggest difference is experience. And what I mean by that is the Phillies, they acquired some veterans in the offseason, Michael Saunders, Howie Kendrick, Clay Buchholz, Joaquin Benoit. But when you talk to the Phillies front office and you talk to his manager, Pete McCannon, they think experience is going to kind of set them apart from last year, that if they're going to make improvements, it's going to be because these younger players took the experience that they gained from last year and in years prior and to take another step forward. You know, you talk about somebody like Michael Franco at 25 home runs, but he had a 733 OPS. You know, a guy like Freddie Galvis who had 20 home runs but had an MLB worst, 274 on base percentage. A guy like Tommy Joseph, who had 21 home runs in limited action, kind of platooning at first base with Ryan Howard. You know, can he take a step forward with what he learned last year and do that over the course of an entire season? Same thing with the pitching staff. Vince Velasquez, Aaron Nola, Jared Eichhoff, the bullpen, Adubé Ramos, Hector Neris. The Phillies think that they can be a better team. You know, Pete McCannon talked about being a potentially 500 team this year. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen because those young guys, not necessarily the veterans that they brought in, because those young guys learn from what they've done in the past and make some incremental improvements in 2017.
All right. The next question is, who's going to surprise in spring training? And basically, I think the question here is, when you look at this roster and what you think at this point will happen throughout the spring and how this roster will shape up, who's somebody who could kind of come out of nowhere or come from behind the scenes and pop up and really make a difference and put themselves into consideration during the spring?
Well, you know, you talk about a surprise player for the Phillies in spring training. There's not a guy that really truly jumps out at me. So this is, I don't know if this is a cop-out or not, but I'm going to say Tommy Joseph. And here's why I say that. Tommy Joseph put up some pretty decent numbers last season, some really good numbers, actually, as a part-time first baseman. Now the pressure builds for him. Now the focus kind of crystallizes on, you know, upon him in terms of, can he be an everyday player? He hit 21 home runs last year in like 370 plate appearances. Can Tommy Joseph, now that he is the man at first base, and he is the man at first base, can he become an everyday player? You know, Charlie Manuel has said for years, it takes a special guy to be an everyday player, to go out there every day and produce. The pressure is turned up on Tommy Joseph. If he can do what he did last year over a course of a six-month season or even improve upon that, wow, suddenly the Phillies have a very nice surprise on their hands, and they don't have to look for a first baseman, you know, in the offseason. Or, you know, they don't necessarily have to be praying that, you know, Rhys Hoskins continues to develop, because they have found an everyday guy in Tommy Joseph.
All right, the next question is an interesting one from a Phillies perspective. The question is, how's your star? And I guess you got to start this one off with, who's the star of this Phillies team in 2017, Todd?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I think if I'm going to take a star, I guess you would think maybe, well, is it Odubel Herrera, because he was the Phillies' only All-Star last year. But I think the star on this team remains Michael Franco, even though he, you know, he had 25 home runs last year, 88 RBIs, but a 733 OPS, which is not a very good number for a corner infielder, especially for a third baseman. But I think he still has star potential. He has all-star caliber potential. This is going to be a big season for him. You know, the Phillies have pointed out a few times that, you know, last year was his first full big league season, his age 24 season, I believe, age 23, age 24 season, so he's still a young, inexperienced player. The Phillies are going to be counting on him as their star of the future to really take a big step forward in 2017. I'm talking 30 home runs, 100 RBIs, an OPS of at least 800. I mean, it has to be over the 800 mark in terms of, you know, slugging and on-base percentage. If he does that, then I think the Phillies are going to feel really good about their lineup going forward, because you know, ever since last season, they've looked at him as, okay, Michael Franco, for now and in the future, he's going to be our 3-4-5 hitter. So he needs to really step up this year to prove that he deserves to be in the future the 3-4-5 hitter.
Obviously, this team is in a building mode. So just to kind of explain the vision of the front office, Matt Klentak and company, as they depart on the 2017 season.
The vision is pretty clear. They have a pretty good plan in place, and that is this. Continue to develop their younger players, whether it be at the big league level or in the minor league levels, and maintain as much roster flexibility and financial flexibility as possible for the future. It's no coincidence that the Phillies, every player that they acquired this offseason or re-signed this offseason, from Jeremy Hellickson to Clay Buchholz to Michael Saunders, Howie Kendrick, Joaquin Benoit, Pat Neshek, Andres Blanco, every single one of these players is going to be a free agent after this season. And that is absolutely 100% by design, because they want to be able to shuffle players in and out over the course of the season. In other words, if Zach Eflin or Jake Thompson or Alec Asher or whomever in AAA is pitching incredibly well and Clay Buchholz is not, they want to have the flexibility to move one of those pitchers into the rotation. Same thing with the lineup, same thing with the bullpen. And it also gives them flexibility to trade some of those veteran players come July 31st if the team is not in contention. And most importantly, it gives them a boatload of cash to spend beginning next offseason, which I expect them to start to do. If not this offseason, if they don't land anybody big, certainly two offseasons from now when Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, potentially Clayton Kershaw and others hit the free agent market. The Phillies are building towards spending some serious cash in the upcoming offseasons and acquiring some major talent in the upcoming offseasons. And while they're planning on doing that, they're hoping that enough of these young prospects get enough playing time, get enough experience to kind of fill out the rest of the majority of the roster, I should say.
For some teams, the perfect season means hoisting the trophy at the end of October as a World Series champion. That's unrealistic for this group as far as the Phillies go in 2017. So what would a perfect 2017 season look like?
You know, I think a perfect season for the Phillies in 2017 would be all these young players take the step forward, kind of live up to their potential. The veteran players that they have in on one-year deals do what they're supposed to do. And the Phillies somehow, some way, surprise the baseball world. And in late July, find themselves at 500, near 500, maybe a game or two over 500, and unexpectedly in the thick of the wild card race. And this team actually ends up playing meaningful baseball games in August and September. Not to say that they are going to win a wild card spot, but I think for a young team like this, if they actually find themselves playing some meaningful baseball games, I think this organization will be absolutely thrilled, and it will give ownership an even bigger desire to be aggressive in the offseason and off-seasons to come in terms of building up this rotation and making sure that going into 2018, people aren't saying, well, maybe this can be the year that they get back to the postseason. The expectation will suddenly become, this is the year the Phillies get back to the postseason.
When you look at this roster as a whole, we talked about who maybe the stars are of this team, and that's certainly up for debate to some degree. But a different way of looking at a roster and how it can be successful isn't who's the star, but who's the most important guy? Who does kind of the 2017 season lean on the most, other than maybe the big star?
You know, the one player that comes to mind immediately is Aaron Nola. And I mention him because I think of all the young pitchers the Phillies have in their system, from the ones that spent the entire year in the big leagues last year, like Eichhoff and Vince Velasquez, from the prospects like Thompson and Eflin and Asher and Ben Lively, et cetera, et cetera. I think if you talk to most scouts, they will say that Aaron Nola is the best overall pitcher of that group. And I think that he's the most important because he finished last season on the disabled list with a right elbow injury, and he really struggled in his starts leading up to that injury. So if Aaron Nola bounces back from that injury and pitches like he did the first half of last season and when he first got called up a couple of years ago, I think the Phillies are going to be really excited about their rotation going forward. Now, if he struggles, then things get a little bit shakier. So that's why I think Aaron Nola is very, very important this season, and he's a critical part of this team, and his performance is going to be very, very closely watched because they have really high expectations for him. Nobody really expects him to be a Clayton Kershaw or Max Scherzer type guy, but but he can be a pretty solid number two, number three starter, and you have to have those guys that you can roll out there every 5 days and know you can give you quality innings to give you a chance to win, and that's why I think Aaron Nola is critical and important. Important player on this roster.
The Phillies have called Clearwater, Florida, their spring training home for some time now, and the ballpark that was not that long ago, one of the nice brand new ballparks, isn't brand new anymore, but it's still one of the best facilities down there in Florida as far as the Grapefruit League goes. What makes Clearwater a special place for Phillies fans to escape the cold of Eastern Pennsylvania and go down to Florida for a week or whatever it is in the spring?
You know, I personally think that Clearwater, of all the Florida locations, I guess, Fort Lauderdale could be in there or whatever, but I really feel that Clearwater is the best spring training locale of any major league team that's down there. It's just a tremendous location. The beaches are fantastic. It's just a great place to be. Good restaurants down on Clearwater Beach. You know, I always tell people, that I'll talk to them in the off season. They'll say, "Oh man, you excited to go to spring training? I got to get down there. I've always wanted to get down there." And I say, "You absolutely should get down there. There's something fun about being in a different location and seeing people, all sorts of people from where you are in the same place at the same time. You know, you're walking down at the beach at night and you see everybody wearing Phillies jerseys and Phillies caps and Phillies t-shirts. But like I said, besides the baseball and besides the ballpark, which I also think is one of the best, if not the best, spring training ballpark in Florida, the restaurants down the beach are great. The atmosphere down there is fantastic. The beaches are fantastic. You know, if you play golf, there's really good golf courses in the area. It's really kind of a perfect vacation, and it's so relaxed. You know, every spring I try to give people restaurant recommendations, because people are always asking. But it is a great place to be, and anybody that has not had the opportunity to get to Clearwater for, a weekend or a week, I strongly suggest they put it on their bucket list, because it's a fantastic time.
Great stuff, and it all begins very soon down in Clearwater, Florida. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Phillies edition. For Todd Zielecki, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.